Waterlines and Gardens. I have a question for you today. Does home vegetable gardening really save you money, or are there other reasons you grow home vegetables? We'll talk about it today. Also, Ed Thralls joins us with some fruits you've been growing, and Joni talks about hummingbirds. We're also waiting for your phone calls at 1-888-45-LAWNS, or you can text us at 23680. It's a good time to have that gardening question answered, or you can just make a comment. Tom Benson is at the controls. Teresa Watkins and I are co-hosting the program from our homes. And Joni is here, too. Why don't you join Tom, Teresa, Ed, Joni, and me to make sure you get the gardening information you need. This is Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Tom McCubbin, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
855-680-2173. 855-680-2173.
Paid for by US Med.
Getting ready to go boating is just as important as the safety precautions you take while on the water. This National Safe Boating Week, make sure you have your safety equipment and know how to use it. Life jacket? Check. Whistle or horn? Check. Flares? Check. Personal locator beacon? Got it. These are just a few of the items to have prepared for the journey, regardless of your experience level. This message brought to you by the National Safe Boating Council and Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission. Learn more at myfwc.com.
Tom McCubbin is Extension Agent Emeritus with the University of Florida. Give him a call at 888-45-LAWNS. Better Lawns and Gardens will be right back.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day, and for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathrooms, if you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
800-948-5749. 800-948-5749. That's 800-948-5749.
Good morning and welcome to your Better Lawns and Gardens program. We are wishing you a very enjoyable Memorial Day weekend. If you can, try to enjoy this weekend with some family members. I know the virus is still prevalent, but maybe you can practice social distancing. Our son was over for supper this week, and we had a great time. But when it was hot outside, we were inside as supper was being prepared. And then as the storms came nearby, we sat outside until it got way dark. I tell you, we did not get any rain. Just a lot of family fun, and we hope you can have that too. We've not gotten together for a while due to the virus and curfews that were in effect locally. If you cannot be with family and friends, give them a call. That is what we do. It's nice to hear from everybody. Also, it's a good time to be in the landscape during the cooler portion of the day. We'll have some Memorial Day weekend gardening activities for you in just a little bit. And I want to find out why you're growing a garden. Do you feel it saves money, or are there other reasons? I have some gardeners giving me information on why they do it, so I thought maybe we could talk about it. Gardening, again, is at an all-time high right now. Good morning again. I'm Tom McCubbin, your host of Better Lawns and Gardens and Extension Agent Emeritus with the University of Florida. Don't forget our books are out there, Month by Month Gardening in Florida, and Teresa's books are there also. Just put our names in. I'm sure it'll pop up. Hour number one, Ed Thralls joins us with information on some of our fruiting plants many gardeners have been asking about, pineapples and bananas. And Joni's looking at hummingbirds. Hour number two, plant guru Lisa Steinkopf joins us. She is going to get those overwintering foliage plants back in great condition. Many can be moved outdoors, so, you know, it's just nice to live in Florida. Webpage is up for May. There's lots there, what to do in the landscape, information on tomato mites with a picture, by the way, tips on growing hollyhocks, and what to do with some of those flowers you have already received from the holidays. Get up on our website, betterlawns.com. Right now, let me introduce the people making the program totally possible. Tom Benson is at the controls in the studio. He'll answer your phone calls, by the way. Teresa's co-hosting from home like I am, and Joni is here at home also. And you can text us at 23680, or you can give us a call, and the number here is 1-888-45-LAWNS. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We are all here.
Yes.
That's for sure. Hey, it kind of got hot this week, huh?
Sure did. I had 98 yesterday at the car thermometer, yeah.
Wow. Well, we have a weather station, and it showed 99 degrees at the top of the station.
Woo!
So that was hot. Teresa, how about you?
Well, I was out in the field working, doing an installation, and the deer flies were there, so I knew it was going to rain. And it got very hot and sweaty.
Deer flies, nothing like that. Boy, they can bite.
Well, I'm not talking about deer flies like one or two. I'm talking like 20 to 30 at a time around everybody. It was brutal.
What do you do? You wear a hat
I wear a hat, but I also spray with some DEET. And that's what you can do, and it works really well once you get the spray on. So it's, I was coming home from the site, and it's in Lake Alfred, and so it's quite a drive. And so I got in the car, and was trying not to manage to get any in the car with me on the way home, and I certainly did. And so I had to roll down my windows. And you know, by the time I got back to Orlando, I still had deer flies in my car.
Really?
So I just hope they don't find each other.
Yeah. You know, where I come from, we call those sheep flies. I guess in different areas of the country, they call them different things.
Yeah, it's those yellow ones. You're talking about the yellow ones.
Yeah. Of course, we had horse flies also. Deer flies or sheep flies are bad enough, but horse flies, when they bite you, you know it.
Yep.
That's for sure.
Thankfully, no horse flies.
Yeah, well, that's good. Yeah, Tom, so you had a good week?
Certainly did. We had some nickel-size hail in that storm Thursday night, and the roofing contractors were in the neighborhood yesterday, too.
Oh, I bet they were, just like flies. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. You know, Teresa showed me somebody holding a bunch of hail. See, we've had, at our house up here in Apopka area, we have had no rain, a sprinkle yesterday, maybe at the best, but we've had nothing.
Wow, that's hard. It's so hard when you don't get the rain.
Yeah, but your friend showed you hail, just like Tom said he had.
Yep, this was our daughter's, Genevieve's mother-in-law, and she had a good-sized chunk of hail. It's on my Facebook page. You can go and see it.
That was in Sanford. Sanford, Florida. How about that? Well, Beverly in Tallahassee reported 1.5 inches of rain, and I have to tell you, she sent me some pictures. She has bragging rights, that's for sure, because she has beautiful big tomatoes.
Oh.
And one of them, I think, is Cherokee Purple. That's Bill's favorite also. And she has a bunch of Juliets, and looks like they're starting to get ripe. They're really beautiful. That's all I can say, yeah. So anyway, I thought, you know, it's a Memorial Day weekend. It's a time when we honor those who've given the ultimate price for our country, and we want to remember them, that's for sure. It's usually a great time for family activities, and I think also it's a great time to do some things in the landscape. So I was just thinking we might go over a few of the things that we could do this weekend. And Teresa, you want to start us off with one maybe?
Sure. You know, we don't grow the red poppies here in Florida, but you can plant the California poppies, and they're a great annual for the summertime. And you just need to get a salt shaker or pepper shaker and just sprinkle them out in the yard. They like full sun. No doubt about that. They like full sun, and they don't like a lot of water. So if you've got a dry, sandy area and you want to bring some color to that area, planting California poppies will be a nice summer annual, bright and sunny.
I like the California poppy, that's for sure. I don't know what you've been driving around, whether you've seen it, the annual phlox is out.
It's gorgeous.
The Monday phlox, and there's beautiful pink and white and variations of that.
Yep, and they just are wonderful. The butterflies love them.
Yeah, that's another one that's so easy to grow and very drought tolerant also. I've got plant flowers also, and Joni, when she was a girl, used to make Memorial Day baskets, right, Joni?
Oh, yes, we did in the greenhouse. Yes, it was wonderful.
Yeah, and what went into those?
Oh, pansies, yes. I can't remember all of them, but there was a little green one, but mostly a little small flowered.
Yeah, these are little baskets that people would buy at the greenhouse. And I guess they'd take them maybe to the cemeteries and plant them at their homes also.
That's true. Sure. That's possible, yeah.
And they probably went for picnics at the cemetery, and that would be lovely.
Yeah. When I was a kid, I was in the band, and we would have a memorial service at the cemetery, and the band would play going up there and coming back. So it was kind of neat. Something else on my list here is to fertilize along the landscape plants. And one reason you may want to think about doing that is because this is the last of May, and for some areas, this is the final fertilizer application until October. So something to think about. Teresa, you got another one?
Also, too, cutting back your shrubs, go ahead, and if you have azaleas that you need to cut back, this is, getting up to the last 6 weeks or so, but, end of June, you need to cut them. But don't chop them all the way down to the ground. My dad did that this weekend. He chopped some shrubs, and they're huge caliper shrubs, but he chopped them all the way down to the ground. I think they'll come back, but it's going to look ugly for a little while.
Yeah, they're going to grow back.
They will.
If he keeps them moist and fertilize them, I would think they would come back too. He probably left a few inches, didn't he?
Well, he they're about 6 inches high, but they were almost 6 to 8 feet tall.
Oh,
so he really took them down.
And these were not little stems, Tom. They were. This was a good sized log for your fireplace.
Wow. they're not going to bloom next year. I can tell you that. Normally, after you have something like this happen, they're not going to bloom.
Right.
For probably at least 2 years anyway.
So I took the pruners away from him.
Your poor dad. and he probably said he learned it from you too, didn't he?
No, he knew better than that.
Another thing on my list here is repot overgrown plants. That's what I've been doing. I just have lots of things that have filled the pots, and I am way behind in that, so I'm doing that. Starting to redo the vegetable garden. I've got a lot of information from people who have vegetable gardens, and a lot of the crops are winding down also as they complete their harvest. I got to tell you, I have some nice-looking butternut squash out there. I can't wait to eat them. And as soon as they get fully ripe, they're going to be delicious, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, that sounds really great. My dad, I'm the Burpee Regional writer for burpee.com, and you can go on and see what to do each month there, too, as well. And the cantaloupes, my dad planted cantaloupes, and they're doing amazing, and
really?
Also cucumbers. And the peas, the sugar snap peas, are doing wonderful. So he's very excited about the cantaloupes.
I guess he is. That cantaloupe is a challenge for me, I'll be honest with you.
Well, we'll see. I mean, the vine is growing really nice, so we'll see how they come. But I'm taking pictures, so just to document it.
Yeah, send me a picture, and then when they start to ripen, send me an address.
Yeah, it's gonna be hard to pry those out of my dad's hands.
I bet. Hey, listen, we've got a text message up here, and the person wants to know where they can find someone to help with planning their landscape. And I thought maybe you could help them out with that.
Sure. You know, a really great way to do that is to call your local extension office and find out if they have people who regularly attend their classes and if they have people that they would recommend. Or you can go to the FNGLA site, and there's professional landscapers on there. Or you can contact the local schools if they have a good 4-H program. They might be able to, recommend someone.
Yeah, or they can get up on your website.
They can get up on my website. Yes, they can.
Well, we might as well give you credit, too.
There you go. Thank you.
Okay, time to take a break. Why don't we go ahead and take a break at this time? And when we come back, Ed Thralls is going to be joining us. And I've asked Ed to talk about pineapples and bananas and bring us up to date on what the Extension Service is doing, because I know a lot of people are wondering, is the office open? Is it closed? How is the virus affecting them? So when we come back, we'll be talking with Ed Thralls, and of course, we'll take your questions too. This is Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Tom McCubbin, Extension Agent Emeritus with the University of Florida.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
What is truth, and where can we find it? Truth is not found in a man-made philosophy or ideology, but it's found in a person, the person of Jesus. In our politically correct society, we need the truth now more than ever. So many put their trust in a preconceived ideology. The result is that truth is subjective. We don't know what to believe, but here's how you can know what is true. Jesus is truth. The truth of God is revealed in Jesus through the Bible. The more we read God's Word and trust it and apply it to our everyday lives, the more we begin to discover the truth that is in Christ Jesus. How can we do this when so many cultural norms seem to contradict Jesus and God's Word? By trusting in Jesus, He says, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me." You want to know the truth? Get to know Jesus. This is Bryant Wright, speaking the truth right from my heart.
If the lines are busy, please try again. 1-888-45-LAWNS. On Better Lawns and Gardens. Tom will be right back.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Attention homeowners, do you have a house that's in need of serious repairs? Do you have tenants that never seem to make their monthly payments? How about code violations, past due taxes, or maintenance costs you just can't afford? Then call my friends right now with Quick Cash Offer. They specialize in buying any home, no matter how ugly the situation. Turn that problem property into cash right now. It's just that simple. One call and you can get rid of that home headache forever. They buy the ugliest houses with instant closings instant cash and huge savings. Plus, there are no realtor fees, no listing fees, and no repair costs. Just cash in your hands for that painful property. They're buying a few more houses in your neighborhood this month. So take advantage of this cash offer and call Quick Cash Offer now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Good morning, and welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. Happy to have you with you on a Memorial Day weekend. I feel like it came early this year. I don't know. But anyway, we've got a lot of things that you can be doing. We did talk about a few of them, activities that you could have for the landscape at this time of the year, this weekend. And one of mine was repot overgrown plants. I said start redoing the vegetable garden as the crops are completed. If you're going to go through summer, you can use it to plant the summer crops now. Lots of trimming and grooming to do. Teresa talked about her dad and his heavy pruning. And I have one more on my list here. Visit a botanical garden. Most of them that I've seen are open, so you can go through and enjoy the garden. Just practice social distancing. Anyway, there's just some of the things that we can do. Tell you what, right now, why don't we get our good friend Ed Thralls in. Get Ed coming down the garden path there. And, of course, Ed Thralls is University of Florida Orange County Residential Horticulturist and Interim Extension Director at the Orange County Extension Center. Ed, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tom. How's business?
Yes. We're practicing social distancing here.
Okay. Hi, Teresa.
Hi, Tom. Ed, how are you?
Good.
Good.
Been a while.
So are you going to be interim director for a while or what?
Well, I have been for a while, almost a year now. The new director will be on site July the 6th.
Okay, so at least you have some relief coming around the corner.
You're looking forward to it. I need the break.
Okay, we did not get time in our first segment, so we'll get you in on this one here too. My question of the day is, do you save money growing your own vegetables? And Teresa, what do you say?
Well, it just depends on how many vegetables you grow. If you've got a good sized plot and you can get a good harvest out of it, you might. If you're only doing a little 10 by 10 gardening, it might be a little bit more expensive to grow your own vegetables.
Ed, what do you say?
Well, I think it depends on when you start this. If it's your first garden, you're definitely not going to save a dime. And there's a neat book that's called The $65 Tomato. Somebody ought to read that as well. But I think if it's your 20th garden, you will learn that you don't need to overplant. You will learn to space plants out properly. And by that time, with the experience you've gained, I think you will have saved some money in that garden.
Soil, too. The soil, you're going to have a good soil and have an idea about how often to water and things like that. So, yeah, by the 20th garden, you've got it down pat.
I say it's picking the crop also. I think if you pick something like tomatoes or maybe peppers, I think you stand a pretty good chance of probably saving some money. Maybe beans also, if you have enough room for them. If you're going to try to save money growing corn, I don't think so. But there may be other reasons for it. Maybe you just like to have the fresh vegetables, and you can pick them yourself.
I believe so. And I went and picked corn yesterday. I went to Scotts and Long and up near Zellwood, and I bought a bag of Zellwood corn.
How about you?
And that's the Zellwood sweet corn. It's bicolor, so I'm ready for the weekend.
It's so delicious.
You'll have a
nice, enjoyable
Memorial weekend. Well, update us on the extension garden, will you?
Okay. Since I talked to you last, or wrote to you last, we had a lightning strike in the garden on Thursday night.
Oh,
we had all that storm come through.
Yeah.
And it hit an oak tree at the end of the garden out toward the 3.5 acres that we haven't done much for, the ditch area. You may remember that.
Yeah.
And that oak tree is toast. We'll have to take
that
out in about, it's not going to fall down right away, but it's not going to survive. It also damaged a 3-inch water pipe. And it blew up the controller off the wall over by the building. I think the lightning actually followed through on the wires from a valve that was nearby. And so we've got some damage to repair in the garden.
Was it a big tree?
They're not that big trees that we have out there. Most of the trees we have out there we've planted. They're not probably more than 14 years old. So.
Yeah. I'm surprised the lightning hit that one.
Oh, that was the last one out there, too. It was so far away. It could have hit anywhere. I was surprised. We went out there, and two-thirds of the bark is missing from the tree from about 10 feet up all the way to the ground.
Wow.
Hey, I'm going to skip over the one thing we were talking about, the services. We can catch them at the end if we have time. But let's go to bananas right now.
Okay.
What kind of advice do you have on growing bananas? A lot of people want to grow them.
Well, the best advice I think I can give a homeowner, and they're not going to listen to me, is not to grow bananas if you can't take care of them. Because growing bananas in Central Florida is a gamble. We just don't have a tropical environment, although it seems like it lately. And they'll be damaged by frost and freezes, so nobody's going to listen to me, so we might as well get started talking about them.
You know, I get gardeners all the way from Tallahassee and the North Florida who grow bananas, and in good years, they may get some.
They may. Want to pick the right varieties, and most of the ones that we like are the sweet ones. Dwarf Cavendish is a really good one to pick. But varieties like Ladyfinger, Apple, and Ice Cream are also varieties you might want to pick up and grow in the yard if you're going to grow them.
Yeah. Now, those are taller, but the Dwarf Cavendish is smaller.
Yeah, it is smaller, and it makes a really nice-tasting banana.
So Ed, when you're talking about the ice cream one, are you talking about the Blue Java that tastes like vanilla ice cream?
No, it's actually called ice cream. That is
it is the ice cream, but okay.
Yeah, I've had that one. It's a good one.
Yeah.
So now here's the big question. How quick am I going to get a crop?
It won't be tomorrow. if you plant a 6-inch plant today, it'll take about 500 days to get a fruit, or about 16 months. So you're going to have to protect it at least one or two winters just to get through it. Be patient. It'll happen. It just takes a while.
Yeah. Now, you said they need lots of care. So what's needed?
Well, the plant needs to be moist. And with our sandy soils, moisture doesn't stick around very long. So you got to amend the soils, make sure you got plenty of compost around. Put it in a wind-protected location in the landscape because the wind can really tear up the fronds. You want to fertilize 4 to 6 times a year, maybe more often. And water regularly because the plant needs a lot of water. You want about 1.5 inches of water per week, which is a little bit more than you would normally apply to the landscape. And then look out for pests. You'll find them. We've got weeds are in pests as well, and you don't want weeds growing right up next to your banana plants. And don't wait till next weekend to get rid of them either. When you see them, get rid of them at that time. Protect them from cold weather as the growth stops at 50 degrees, and at 40 degrees you can have a lot of damage done to the plant. They're usually, when the fingers show up on the bananas and they're nice and plump, you usually harvest them at about that time, and you don't wait for the bananas to turn yellow. That may be too late. You might have other animals in the garden that will be helping themselves to the bananas at that time.
Yeah, two-legged too.
So, Ed, how many times will bananas produce fruit?
They'll produce fruit one time. That is the flower comes up through the bottom of the plant called a pseudostem, grows out the top, and when you harvest the bananas, that's the end of that plant. However, it has a tendency to regrow plants from the root system, and you can continue to grow them in the same place, or you can dig out those plants and move them somewhere else.
Good. Teresa, you want to cover pineapples with us?
Sure. Pineapples grow beautifully here in Central Florida, Ed. So how would somebody get started if they don't have any pineapples? Where would they find them, and how would they grow them?
Well, pineapple growing is a lot of fun, and they're also a tropical plant, and they're in the bromeliad family. So to get started, buy a pineapple at the store and remove the top, or go ahead and ask the produce manager for the top of pineapples that they've prepared to sell as cut fruit. Anyway, you can get a lot of pineapple tops like that. Remove any excess fruit and peel off a few of the lower leaves to expose those preformed roots that are already on it. Plant the pineapple top in 3 to 6 inches deep in a 3 to 7 gallon container of good potting mix. Don't bother to put them in the garden, I don't think, but some people do grow them in the garden. And then keep the potting mix moist and watch the pineapple grow.
Yeah, I have to grow mine in containers just because, you know, they are cold sensitive. What kind of care is needed?
They need to be planted in full sun for best results. Planting them underneath the oak tree is probably going to be a little challenging for them. Keep the potting mix moist and don't overwater because they're susceptible to quite a few root diseases. Fertilize every 2 months with a granular fertilizer or use a slow-release fertilizer and fertilize less often. Look out for mealybugs and scales, raccoons, squirrels, and possums. Also feed on maturing pineapple fruit. And to help prevent that, cover the fruit with either a paper bag or newspaper or put chicken wire all the way around it, build a cage, and cover it.
Yeah, I remember I waited too long for one pineapple fruit one time, and the critters got it. Here's the big question. How long am I going to wait before I get fruit?
Oh, you're going to wait a little bit longer than you did for bananas. It'll take 18 to 32 months for most of the plants to produce. It depends on when you start growing them. And when it smells ripe and the peeling starts to turn from a green to a brown, it's ready to eat.
There you go, yeah. Now, can you force the pineapples into blooming?
You could force them into blooming if you want. You can buy a product called Ethafon and spray that on the plant and help it flower a little bit early. But for the most part, they're really nice to look at. And don't be surprised, you'll see so many flowers. And they're blue in color. And it's just a wonderful plant to watch it grow.
Good. Ed, tell us about any classes or what's happening at the Extension office.
Well, we continue presenting educational material to landscapers, gardens, growing your own food, managing your money, diabetes prevention, well-being, 4-H. He has a couple of youth summer camps coming up, and we just did a backyard chicken certification program. But you'll have to register online. You can't register at the office for them. And you need to visit our Eventbrite page to get specific times. So it's a little bit different than it has been face-to-face, and we still have no face-to-face classes at this time.
Okay, we'll be looking forward to that. Ed, thank you very much. Ed Thralls, University of Florida and Orange County Residential Horticulturist and Interim Director at the Orange County Extension Centers. Break time.
Thank you, Ed.
You're welcome, guys. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Appreciate it. We're going to take a quick break here. And Joni's coming up. She's going to be talking about something we all like to enjoy, the hummingbirds. And we might start with butterflies, and then we can invite the hummingbirds in, too. So don't go away. I'm Tom McCubbin, Extension Agent Emeritus, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Getting ready to go boating is just as important as the safety precautions you take while on the water. This National Safe Boating Week, make sure you have your safety equipment and know how to use it. Life jacket? Check. Whistle or horn? Check. Flares? Check. Personal locator beacon? Got it. These are just a few of the items to have prepared for the journey, regardless of your experience level. This message brought to you by the National Safe Boating Council and U.S. Coast Guard. Learn more at safeboatingcampaign.com.
Mosquitoes can transmit deadly diseases, including Zika and West Nile virus. But Summit Mosquito Dunks kill mosquitoes before they're old enough to bite. Just float an organic mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry, mosquito dunks won't harm people, pets, fish, or wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at fine garden centers, hardware stores, and online retailers. Or visit SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. That's SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. Tom McCoven is Extension Agent Emeritus with the University of Florida. Give him a call at 888-45-LAWNS. Better Lawns and Gardens will be right back.
Attention homeowners. Do you have a house that's in need of serious repairs? Do you have tenants that never seem to make their monthly payments? How about code violations, past due taxes, or maintenance costs you just can't afford? Then call my friends right now with Quick Cash Offer. They specialize in buying any home, no matter how ugly the situation. Turn that problem property into cash right now. It's just that simple. One call and you can get rid of that home headache forever. They buy the ugliest houses with instant closings, instant cash, and huge savings. Plus, there are no realtor fees, no listing fees, and no repair costs. Just cash in your hands for that painful property. They're buying a few more houses in your neighborhood this month. So take advantage of this cash offer and call Quick Cash Offer now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Good morning to you. Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm so used to pushing buttons here to get the sound up and everything. And there's no button here for me to push. Maybe a telephone button. I don't know. It's one of those things. Teresa, you have a newsletter, don't you?
I do. Thank you so much for mentioning it. I have an In Your Backyard monthly newsletter. It's free. And you can go to my website, which is www.she-consulting.com, or just Google Teresa Watkins In Your Backyard newsletter and it should pop up. And each month I talk about design tips and landscaper malpractice and all kinds of good things. And the next one's coming out next week, the 1st of June.
Very good. And it will have information on the services of She Consulting also. And so if somebody who's looking for somebody to help with their landscape designs and things like that, the information will be there. So
thank you, Tom.
You're quite welcome. Let's see. Why don't we get Joni in right now? It's time for Joni's Corner, and I think it's going to be neat talking about hummingbirds. Right, Joni?
Yes. Yes. Now?
Now.
Okay. As gardeners, we surely love to see butterflies in our yard, but it might be nice to see a few hummingbirds also, huh? Florida's most common hummingbird is the ruby-throated hummingbird, which is about 3 inches long. And how much do you think it weighs?
An ounce.
Weighs about the same as one penny.
Wow.
It's hard to believe. Like most other birds, it's the males and has the most vibrant colors. And the hummingbird is well named as he has an indecent red throat. Ruby-throated hummingbirds live from central Kansas all the way to Canada and from Florida to Mexico. Most of them spend their winters in Mexico and South America, but a few may stay here in South Florida.
They're the smart ones, yeah.
Yeah. Males and females who do migrate to Florida will arrive sometime in March and will begin their nesting in April. And it's hard to believe, but their nests are only the size of a walnut shell. Isn't that unbelievable?
That's small.
Small. The females will lay 2 eggs about 1/2 inch long, that's less than 1/2 the size of a jelly bean, and will hatch in 20 days. Hmm. I don't believe that an egg, that smaller baby hummingbird will be born. Oh, boy. Hummingbirds are frequently seen in local landscapes if there is a wooded area nearby.
That's a trick. Yeah.
Yes. If your area lacks trees and shrubs, hummingbirds may not be nearby. Unlike hummingbirds, they seem to be everywhere. These birds are the most particular. I guess that being small, they kind of have to be just putting out the flowers they like, or the hummingbird feeders won't necessarily draw them in. But you might be surprised to find they were already there. You just hadn't seen them. Flowers seem to be the best way to attract them. Their favorite flowers are the bottle brush, butterfly bush, fire spike, and trumpet vine, red pentas, and cypress vine. You can also buy hummingbird feeders at your local garden center or any store that sells bird feeders. But it's the flowers that really capture their attention.
Yeah, very good. And what you're saying is if you do not have the hummingbirds there, you're probably not going to bring them in like you do butterflies.
That's true.
Butterflies
right.
need to be everywhere.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you have hummingbirds, Teresa?
Well, in Leesburg, when I lived in Leesburg, we had a fernery behind us, and we had hummingbirds like crazy. And it was the first time I'd ever seen a hummingbird sit. And you just don't think of them as having legs.
And
you know, and it would come and sit on my arbor. And I would call my dad and I would say, Dad, you got to believe, you won't believe this. There's a hummingbird sitting on my arbor. And it was so fascinating. I love them.
Yeah. Oh, Beverly okay. Tallahassee, I think she wrote me and told me the hummingbirds are there at this time. So they do migrate out and then they migrate back in.
That's
so,
it, yep.
Like Joni said, some will stay in South Florida, but I think most of them head to Mexico. And
they do. They come in and they come out like the robins.
Yeah. Yeah, we haven't had a robin report from Bill here lately, too, so I guess they're kind of gone. I've got a text message here. Let's see if we can do this one before we head to break here. It says they're sending us salutations from Melbourne Beach. It says, my papayas turned yellow at a small size, and I opened one up, and it was full of worms. Wow.
Oh.
I opened the second one that was green and also full of something growing in there. Very disappointing to see. It says he still has some green ones, but now I'm wondering what waits to be discovered in there. So and it's a common problem, right?
It is. I mean, you're going to get them, and they just like the fruits. Don't open your fruit.
Yeah, papaya fruit flies, unless you want a little protein.
Yeah, exactly. You know, some people net them, and that's to keep the squirrels away from them. But if it's really fine mesh, but it's really hard to do. You got to spray, too, sometimes.
Yeah, well, you know, the sprays are not very much available, regretfully. But yeah. Paper bags.
Oh, yeah, paper bags.
Some type of covering. I've seen pictures of papaya plants that look like they were flowering with paper bags. I mean, maybe you could put some decorations on them and make them kind of interesting or something. But papaya fruit fly, I don't know of a good spray for it, to be honest with you.
Really?
Yeah, so I think probably some type of protected covering is probably going to be the best way to handle it. Hey,
would you do that before it starts to grow, or would you do it after it flowers? And when would you put the bags
on? As soon as the fruit form and get a little bit of size to them, although if you have a really heavy papaya fruit fly, it looks like a wasp, by the way,
yeah.
population there, then it's going to hit even a very young one, so you'd have to do it fairly soon. Okay, let's take a break. What do you say? We're going to take a break. And if you want to give us a call, now's the time. 1-888-45-LAWNS, 1-888-455-2967. That's 1-888-455-2967. Or you can text us at 23680. I'm Tom McCubbin. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Florida's Coral Reef is the only living coral barrier reef in the continental United States. It provides shelter, food, and serves as a nursery for numerous plants and animals, including those important to Florida's fishing industry. Our reef is also key to protecting Florida's coastal communities, dispersing 97% of wave energy, and providing more than $355 million in flood protection benefits. Learn more about this vulnerable treasure by visiting floridascoralreef.org.
When veterans return to civilian life, they deserve your recognition and support. Help put vets to work by donating your car, truck, or van to Patriotic Hearts. Your tax-deductible donation will support programs to help vets find jobs or even start their own business. For fast, free pickup of your vehicle 24/7, running or not, call 800-889-4952. For 24-hour response, call 800-889-4952. That's 800-889-4952.
If the lines are busy, please try again. 1-888-45-LAWNS. On Better Lawns and Gardens, Tom will be right back.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
855-680-2173. 855-680-2173.
Paid for by US Med.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. Happy to have you. It's going to be another hot day. What can I tell you? So get outside and work early in the day. And if you're out there and the bugs are bothering you, take your repellent with you. I always wear a nice big hat. I learned that when I was a little kid. As Teresa was saying, she had deer flies. We had sheep flies. And you put the hat on, at least it would keep them from buzzing around your neck and stuff like that. I don't know. I tell you what, we have some callers, right, Teresa?
We do. We have James in Brevard County, and he has something fuzzy growing on his trees. Good morning, James.
Good morning, James.
Good morning. I'm so glad to reach you. I really enjoy your show. I listen every week.
Thank you. Well, we enjoy having you with us. How can we help you?
Well, I don't do gardening very much, but I have a palm tree that died, and I found a lot of like a lichen or a moldy kind of thing growing at the base of it. It stuck out about 4 inches, almost surrounded the plant. Looks, you know, a little mushroomy kind of thing, but it was growing on the tree itself.
Yeah.
And somebody told me that can kill a plant. That's like a toxin or something.
Well, it's a mushroom, and Teresa and I see that. It's called butt rot. And it does. It's a fungus that gets into some wounds or some openings, and it grows, and it eventually kills the tree or palm. And so what you need to do is just take that one out, and don't plant another one in the area is university recommendation. If you, for some reason, do want to plant in that area, then what you do, you'll have to pull out the soil and then put a new palm back in there. But the recommendation is don't replant a palm in that spot.
Okay, it's not a liquid treatment or something I can do to kill it.
Oh,
right?
Wish it was. Yeah, wish it was that easy, James. It's just
okay.
A fungus that lives in the soil and blows around, and there's no fungicide at this point in time. Okay.
Okay. Well, thank you very
James.
Much. I really enjoy your show.
Thank you for being there.
Yeah, Teresa, Tom, we have John in Longwood calling. Good morning, John.
Morning.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Good. How can I help you?
Well, I've got some gladiolus, and some of them are turning brown and yellow, and all I've been able to really determine is that these are the ones I planted probably 9 months ago, because I'm planting new ones right now, and they're beautiful. They're coming up perfectly fine, but I'm trying to figure out why they're turning brown and yellow, some of them. Any thoughts?
Okay, the ones that are turning brown and yellow, have they flowered yet?
That was my question. Yeah.
They have?
Yes, they have.
Okay, well, that's what they do. After they flower, they turn brown and yellow and go dormant, and those bulbs will be in the ground. After the top side back, you just cut them off. You can dig the bulbs, or you can leave them there, and they'll regrow, so you have that choice.
You answered both of my questions. And I sent that on a text message, so
yes, I got it right in front of me here. You were going to be next there also. Thank you for the call. Let's see if we can get the one more in, Teresa.
Yeah, Gene in Melbourne's on the line. Good morning, Gene.
Good morning.
Yeah, we got about a minute, Gene, so let's go for it.
Okay, quickly. I heard you talking about hummingbirds. Never hear you talk about birds on your show, but since you did, we have a cardinal issue. We have a cardinal that keeps attacking our bedroom window and our den window every morning, prompt at 7 o'clock. Is that cardinal eating something around here that we can get rid of, or what's going on with that crazy cardinal?
He's seeing your reflection. He's seeing his reflection in your window.
Well, we think so, yeah. But
yeah, and so that's solution? What he's attacking.
Yeah, we know that. Oh, any idea about is it eating some kind of a berry or a plant around here that makes?
Oh yeah, they're seed eaters. So they're eating something in the landscape. You know, fruits off of something, seeds somewhere in the landscape, and. You know, probably about the best thing he's going to be able to do is put something up on the window so he's not going to see his reflection, to be honest with you. And we have that happening here.
We tried that. Just have no idea. I wanted to get out my Red Ryder BB gun, but I wouldn't do that.
Oh, don't do that. Don't do that.
Okay. Well, we aren't much help on that one, I'm afraid, but you just got to keep him from seeing his reflection. That's the secret to it. Hey, we got to run. Thank you for the call. All right. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Gene.
You're quite welcome, and we're going to be coming up on our hard break here pretty soon. Let's see, one question here that I have, we might be able to get this one in real quick. It says, I have a Japanese blueberry tree, it's not doing well, any suggestions? You just got to check on the moisture and needs of the tree and things of that nature to see how well it's doing. Yeah. So anyway, there's just so many things that could happen to it. Thank you for joining us, by the way, for this hour of Better Lawns and Gardens. Hour number two is coming up. And, Teresa, who do you have for hour number two?
We have the houseplant guru coming on, Lisa Eldred Steinkopf, and she's going to be talking to us about how to grow plants in the dark and houseplants for inside and how maybe we can transition them outside.
Good. We have plenty of time for your calls, too. I'm Tom Cummins. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Attention homeowners. Do you have a house that's in need of serious repairs? Do you have tenants that never seem to make their monthly payments? How about code violations, past due taxes, or maintenance costs you just can't afford? Then call my friends right now with Quick Cash Offer. They specialize in buying any home, no matter how ugly the situation. Turn that problem property into cash right now. It's just that simple. One call and you can get rid of that home headache forever. They buy the ugliest houses with instant closings, instant cash, and huge savings. Plus, there are no realtor fees, no listing fees, and no repair costs. Just cash in your hands for that painful property. They're buying a few more houses in your neighborhood this month. So take advantage of this cash offer and call Quick Cash Offer now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.